Let me welcome you to this episode of Above the Clouds. Today we will be looking at a verse that is really the verse that teaches us to come before the Lord.
Kayena vacha manasendriyeva budhyatmana vanushita svabhavat karoti adyat sakalam parasmai narayana yeti samapayetat.
What everyone does with body, words, mind, senses, intelligence, or purified consciousness in accordance with the particular nature one has acquired, one should offer to the Supreme, thinking this is for the pleasure of Lord Narayan. So here we find how we can transform our daily life, even our ordinary activities, into something that we offer to Krishna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given a nice illustration. I will be reading from the purport here. He says that an ordinary sense gratifier begins his activities in the morning by passing stool and urine, cleaning his mouth, brushing his teeth, bathing, meeting his friends and family members, and discussing with them the day's business. In this way, one has so many activities during the day, and a sense gratifier executes all these activities for his personal material enjoyment. In a similar way, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, a devotee of the Supreme Lord Narayan should perform all of his daily activities for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. In this way, everything we do throughout the day will become Bhakt Yanga, or supplementary aspect of our devotional service to Krishna. To offer our toothbrushing activities for the pleasure of the Lord may not be a direct devotional service, but it is a limb, something that supports devotional service, just like the legs and arms support the whole body. One can think, I'm doing these ordinary activities, whatever they may be, and I'm not separating them from my purpose, that is my life in Krishna consciousness. Now, there are, of course, direct devotional services, direct activities of bhakti. And after we have heard what to do with the indirect ones, I would like to speak a little bit about the direct devotional service. As you have heard many times, the direct bhakti is compared with watering the seed of bhakti so that a beautiful creeper can grow that will have a fruit, the fruit of love of God. Now, Prabhupada writes about this, how this fruit comes. The real cause of the growing of such a fruit, which is here called the nectar of hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is to water the creeper of devotional service by hearing and chanting. In other words, our hearing and chanting grows and grows and then becomes a nectarian, love-filled activity. The purport, Prabhupada continues, is that one cannot live outside the society of devotees. One must live in the association of devotees, where there is constant chanting and hearing of the glories of the Lord. Does this mean we must all move into a community of devotees? No, but it means one must be connected with devotees. See, devotees can give you a good inspiration for Krishna consciousness. There is now a great secret which I would like to say. One should mold his life in such a way that one cannot live in peace without drinking the nectar of the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is really the secret, to mold one's life so that it is actually possible to chant and glorify Krishna. In 1960, Srila Prabhupada wrote, "The nectar of devotion will teach us how to turn the one switch that will immediately brighten everything, everywhere. One who does not know this method is missing the point of life." And one switch starts with a desire. It's a simple desire to be closer to Krishna in one's consciousness. This is the switch that will brighten everything, and it will then go into the method of Shravanam or Kirtanam. How to think of our relationship with Krishna at this stage? Jiva Goswami says you shouldn't see anything separate from Krishna. That's why we should brush our teeth for Krishna. We should walk and talk for Krishna. We should build a house or destroy a house for Krishna. Everything is done in connection to Krishna. And that's the one switch. That's the one simple method we have to learn. To do what we do as an offering to Krishna, especially both the indirect as well as the direct activities of devotional service. And for this, we first of all need to bring Krishna into our awareness. Jiva Goswami gives an example how a devotee should eventually think of Krishna. He says, a greedy man has obsession with money. Wherever he goes, he sees an opportunity for acquiring wealth. This is the first example. The second example is a very lusty man notices women everywhere. In the same way, a devotee should see the transcendental form of the Lord everywhere, since everything is an expansion of the Lord. What a wonderful idea. Have you ever met these money conscious people? They want to sell you something. They say, you can have this item, but imagine if you buy this second item, then you will save so and so much percentage on the first item, and this will open the door to purchase so many other items. In this way, he has a whole philosophy and a whole methodology how to make money. In the same way, a man who is fixed on female association, he will know where to go, he will know how to dress, he will know how to speak, he will know how to cover his innumerable mistakes to look good. Because he has some purpose where he moves to. So in the same way, the devotees of Krishna must somehow begin to think of Krishna and then see Krishna everywhere. Everywhere they see a chance, here I can be next to Krishna. And I think I told you before of this devotee who saw vultures circling in the sky. And someone came by and asked, "You seem to be very happy. You dance." But this sign that the vultures are circling means something has died. Someone has died. The devotee said, "Yes, a cow has just now died. This I can see from the way the vultures are circling." "And why do you dance?" asked the man. "Yeah, because now the leather of the cow can be used to make a mridanga, and with the mridanga we can glorify Krishna." So this is how a devotee goes through the life. He brings everything in connection with Krishna. Therefore, the verse was telling us how even seemingly unrelatable things which we do due to our conditioned nature that we have obtained from the through the modes of nature can be used in connection with Krishna. That's our best chance, since we are surrounded by the material nature and we ourselves are placed within the conditioned mind and the conditioned body. I wish you to practice this for the next week. Try to see how you can connect things with Krishna. We gave you one example of a devotee who saw the vultures circling in the sky, but there may be more direct, more obvious, more quick connections which you can draw, and in this way you can be Krishna conscious in every aspect of your life. I wish you all the best, and I wish you a lot of spiritual inspiration, and see you very soon for the next Above the Clouds.